As the recession continues and the unemployment rate has now risen to its highest level in the Sunshine State since the Ford administration, a new report paints a bleak look at the economic future of the state. The study comes from the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy in Tallahassee, which conducts independent research on state fiscal issues. The report begins by listing some dubious statistics, such as that the state's high school graduation rate and its health care system are both ranked 45th in the country, while tens of thousands of the state's elderly and disabled are on wait lists for services and generally wait years to gain access to programs they need. John Hall is the executive director with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. He said the rather sudden drop in population in Florida is only making things worse in the state.
Certainly the decline in our population growth is very important. But in some of these economic factors are interrelated. And one of those, of course, would be the data about the gross state product, which is in effect affected by the volume of goods and services that people produce and sell here in Florida. And the fact that our growth is so low underscores some potential structural issues that Florida needs to deal with as it relates to its economy and the welfare of its citizens.
Hall says Florida has relied on 2.5% growth in the state population for years, but that growth has stopped dramatically in the past couple of years and probably will not increase anytime soon. He also says what many other economists have said, that the state needs to take a serious and long overdue effort to modernize its tax structure to make taxes and tax exemptions fairer.
I hope that your listeners and others that have become aware of this information make sure to let their elected representatives know how troubling this is and to ask them to address it. We've got a lot of campaigns going on now. I think it's a great time to ask these folks that are running for office what their plans are for responding to some of these negative economic indicators that we've produced and what they would want to do to improve Florida's economy.
The report from the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy also suggests that the state needs to become more serious about investing in public schools, community colleges, and universities. It's a prescription that other think tanks and nonprofit agencies have suggested over the years, to little avail in the Republican-dominated state legislature. We asked the group's John Hall why his report might be any different than the others that seemingly collect dust on the bookshelf after they're released.
Let's put it this way. Not only is our group, but other business-backed groups have also pointed to the need to invest more in education as it relates to not only supporting a better economy in Florida, but also to provide for a skilled and trained workforce that would be attractive to businesses that aren't currently located in Florida to move here, and for businesses that are here to expand. So, no, it's not just us that's putting claims into for increasing the investment in education, higher ed. Thankfully, we had the stimulus dollars, or things would have been a lot worse. I think back to the tax modernization and call that we put out and action to make it fairer. You know, there were a couple things that we were really quite shocked that seemed like no-brainers to me that the legislature could have passed in this past session. Such as the issue involving joining the streamlined sales tax agreement that allows for Florida to better collect sales tax on remote and sales, such as internet sales. That's not a new tax. That's simply a tax that we're not collecting. We should do that. Bottled water. Not only are there huge environmental issues associated with bottled water, we've done economic analysis to see to it that if we would put a sales tax on bottled water, it would actually result in increased jobs in other segments of our economy rather than lose jobs. And there are numerous examples like that could be looked at for streamlining and modernizing our tax structure here in Florida.
John, I think that's all the questions I had. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know about your report?
I'd like to say that although the report identifies several indicators, all of which are negative in nature and consequences, we did try to look very hard at factors to see if we could get a more balanced view, to see some positive light at the end of the tunnel, but unfortunately we couldn't find any. And again, I think that just underscores the need for our legislators, in conjunction with the governor, rolling up their shirt sleeves and figuring out a way to help re-spark and generate our economy.